I'm here talking with Leanne and Angie about bloodborne pathogen exposure. Can you two share a story of firsthand experiences of situations where you would not think there's necessarily a bloodborne pathogen risk?
Well, you know, I remember when I first worked in the field, I was getting trained in my staff, and I was just kind of disgusted by the fact of going around bed to bed and having to strip linens that people had had accidents in, which were, I understood that that happened, but staff were just going barehanded, you know, and just grabbing the sheets and everything and just, you know, stripping them off, trying to get them off as quick as possible and get the laundry started as quick as possible. And I remember I was, you know, gloving up and using the gowns if there was a gown, doing everything I could to kind of provide some protection. And it was just so gross. But as I started working more and more with people and just being more and more comfortable, I found myself very easily when something happened, whether it was an incontinent bed or a spill somewhere, I was not grabbing gloves. I was not grabbing anything. I was just, oh, I can just take the corners of the bed. I should be okay. Or I'll just try to use the paper towel really well so that my hand won't come in contact, because you just, you don't recognize it as a pathogen anymore, as a possible point of exposure. And it's just kind of night and day from that day one versus, you know, 3-4 months into the daily life of work and just getting stuff done and focused on the tasks, you realize you can have a lot more exposure than you thought.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of those times where you don't recognize the risk. You may be helping someone at work and you're helping them use the restroom and you help them wash their hands, but then maybe you didn't wash your hands after you helped them wash their hands. And your exposure risk is just as much in that situation as mm-hmm. theirs, even if you weren't helping them with the more intimate side of the personal care, you're still helping them wash their hands, and cross-transferring of those bloodborne pathogens can happen. And as you mentioned, the more comfortable you get with someone, the more likely you are to let your guard drop with bloodborne pathogen exposure.